Hey, friends.
Hello.
Smutters. All right, y'all. So tonight, we are going to do one of our famous haunted games.
Haunted games.
Yes, and this one will be a
hit. This game, I've heard about my entire life.
So you know about it?
No.
Awesome.
Not really. I just heard about it. And I've always been, like, scared of it, kind of, because I heard about it when I was young. So
you never played it?
No, I'm interested to see what you guys say about it tonight, because I've never researched this. Okay. And you know how I research everything.
Of course you do. We are actually, we are going to go over Bloody Mary tonight. And I have to do a big thank you to a friend of mine at work. Her name is JJ. She came up to me the other day and she was like, why don't you do Bloody Mary? And so I started researching and got all this stuff together so y'all can go home and play it tonight and let us know what happens.
Who?
So our listeners can go home and play Bloody Mary.
Who said something about it?
Oh, JJ said something to me about it at work. JJ rocks. So thank you so much, girl.
Real quick before we go. We know there's a lot that's happening in the world right now, so just want to say that our thoughts and prayers are with Ukraine right now.
Absolutely.
And it's a horrible mess that's going on, and at least this kind of, you know, gets stuff off people's minds.
Yeah, maybe it'll kind of...
But just, you know, just wanted to throw that out there.
So we are definitely thinking of our friends in the Ukraine and hate that all this is going on. So, with that being said...
Also, one other thing.
What?
With that being said, the president of the Ukraine,
mm-hmm.
he's on the damn front lines with his soldiers, with people fighting. He's got a vest on.
And he's a badass.
Yeah, I mean, come on now.
Yeah, get it. Okay, so, you said you have never played Bloody Mary before.
No. Isn't that kind of like the mirror thing?
Yeah.
Okay, see that and Candyman when I saw that movie?
Yeah.
Nope, not doing it.
Okay, well, here's my Bloody Mary experience, okay? Which there's not much to talk of. When I was younger, probably around second or third grade, I was having a slumber party. And y'all, this is a deep, dark secret because I'm so embarrassed. We all decided we're going to go in my bathroom and we're going to play Bloody Mary. And I was like, okay, let's do it. You know, so we all crowded in the bathroom. And then as soon as they started chanting, I ran out the bathroom and shut the door. And I sat outside the door because I was too scared. And I heard all the girls say, oh my gosh, I saw something. And I would not use my bathroom because it was just my bathroom. I wouldn't use it for like a month. I kept going to my mom's room and using her bathroom because I was scared she was going to get me.
You know, and not to make it less scary or anything, but, you know, of course, South Park has a mirror episode with Biggie Smalls. Biggie Smalls. He's going to have a... shit, I just screwed that
You're
up.
You're going to pop
gonna,
a cap in that ass.
Yeah, I'm not even going to try them now.
Okay, y'all. So, we are going to go through the history because from what I found out, Bloody Mary could be three different historical ladies. So, let's go through that. And then we are going to go over the rules of the game because I'm sure I've seen so many different rules, y'all. It's ridiculous.
Y'all.
And then after that, I've got eight accounts of people playing the game. I think one person may have started going insane after it. So they're good accounts. They're going to be fun and they're going to be scary. And then y'all are going to go home and do it and let us know what happened. Sounds perfect, right?
Sounds delightful.
Okay, so let's start with contestant number one for Bloody Mary. Her name is Queen Mary the First. Yes.
Really?
Yes, it is. So Queen Mary the First was actually known as Bloody Mary. She was actually responsible for burning 300 Protestants at the stake in her attempt to make England more Catholic. And fortunately, the queen that brought so much death into the world was unable to bring any life. She had frightfully believable false pregnancy, and Queen Mary the First pronounced, certainly looked pregnant to everyone around her and even said she could feel the fetus move. When she was a few weeks away from the expected labor, she was bedridden and doctors prepared for her birth, but the baby never came. And soon Mary's pregnant belly began to recede. Turned out she was never pregnant.
What?
She had a fake pregnancy. She didn't know that. She thought she was. Later in 1558, Mary thought she might be pregnant again. This time she kept the news quiet, and unfortunately, once again, another false pregnancy. After that, Mary died in the middle of it. And besides the fact that she has a name for it, Queen Mary the First makes a convincing case to be Bloody Mary. Some believe that Bloody Mary is searching for her lost children or ready to steal one if she must. So there's that. Now, contestant number two, which you'll like this, is Mary, Queen of Scots.
Booyah!
Booyah!
I like her because of, a lot of reasons, but I also like her because of how she is portrayed in Rain,
yes,
the CW TV show. And guys, if you haven't watched it, I recommend it. It's a really good show.
Okay, so Mary, Queen of Scots did not cause much bloodshed. It just seemed to happen around her. Her ill-advised marriage to her cousin, the Earl of Darnley, turned sour when he stabbed a man 56 times in front of a pregnant Mary. Following the vicious murder, Darnley died mysteriously. While there was never any proof, people pointed at Mary, and then she happened to marry one of the main suspects of Darnley's murder. After her name was even more tarnished, Mary scooped up her infant son, John, who later became the King of England, and traveled to her cousin, Queen Elizabeth I, to beg for protection. Ooh, that was a big mistake, Mary. Elizabeth feared there would be an uprising for Mary, Queen of Scots, to take over her throne, so she had her thrown in jail. Mary was imprisoned for 19 years due to more conspiracies whispered in Elizabeth's ear, and a few elaborate escape plans on Mary's part. She was sentenced to death by beheading, and unfortunately, this is awful, the executioner was unskilled and it took several attempts to kill Mary. Once she'd been successfully beheaded, the executioner tried to lift up her head and yell, "Long live the Queen," but he'd only grabbed her red wig, and Mary, Queen of Scots' real hair and head fell to the ground. That is awful.
Very awful.
It's possibly this gruesome death and the bloodshed that seemed to surround her entire life that has made Mary, Queen of Scots, a strong candidate for Bloody Mary. But you know what, guys? I don't think she's it. What do you think?
No, yeah, I doubt it.
Okay. So, this is a good one, y'all, and I think y'all might agree with me. Contestant number three, Elizabeth Bathory. And y'all, we're going to do a story on her because this woman is a crazy mess. Her name is not Mary, but we can't leave her out because she's, oh my goodness. Actually, we shouldn't even upset the spirit of Elizabeth Bathory, also known as the Blood Countess. Elizabeth Bathory was a Hungarian royal in the 1500s and remains the most prolific female serial killer in history. She's thought to be the inspiration behind Dracula, which we went over, quite the bloody resume, and she has earned it. Let's see here. Elizabeth Bathory had an unquenchable thirst for killing and could get away with it because of her vast wealth. Even her own king owed her money. Hundreds of girls disappeared in her castle. There were reports of cannibalism, beatings.
Is this the one who bathed in the blood?
Yes, it is. Beatings, strangling, stabbings with needles, and even lacerations from Elizabeth's own teeth. There is no way to get an official count of how many girls died in the Blood Countess's castle, but the estimated figure is more than 600. So it would be no wonder that even in death, Elizabeth Bathory's thirst for young blood would continue, making her a strong contender for the game. So those are the three possibilities, I guess you would say, for Bloody Mary. I think, God, it would be so perfect if Elizabeth Bathory was a Mary. Let's see here. Let's go and I'll go over how to play the game. As I said, I have found so many different ways. I'm just going to go over this and I'll kind of go over some of the other ways that I found. And I guess you just play to your liking. First off, decide who's going to go first, because it's only one person in there. So what you need to do is you need to go in the bathroom and turn off the lights, close the door behind you so it's completely dark, and make sure no one followed you in. You have to be alone when you call Bloody Mary. Place a candle in front of the mirror and light it. Okay? So if you don't have a bathroom, okay, try summoning Bloody Mary in a dark room with a mirror and just make sure that no light can get in. Look into the mirror and say Bloody Mary 3 times. Keep your eyes open when you're saying it. Make sure to speak slowly and clearly so she can hear you, and then wait for her to appear in the mirror. No one knows for sure, but some people say Bloody Mary looks like a scary old witch. Spin around in a circle 3 times if Bloody Mary doesn't appear. Spinning might make her show up. After you spin around 3 times, stop and look in the mirror to see if she is there. If she's still not there, spin in another direction. That always works.
Until you're dizzy.
Yes. I also saw in another one, if you chant 3 times and you don't see anything, you can chant up to 13 times. And hopefully she will appear. I also saw not to stand too close to the mirror within arm's reach so she cannot reach out and grab you. So there is that. When you get done, blow out the candle and leave the bathroom and probably burn your house down if you do see her, because, y'all, that is terrifying. So there are the rules. And let's see, y'all. Let's do some accounts. What do you think? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me find it. Okay, here we go. Marissa and her friend had just finished watching an eerie episode of Ghost Whisperer. Do you remember that show?
Mm-hmm.
I love that show. Marissa wanted to scare her friend, which was one of her favorite activities. So she looked in the living room mirror and spun around 3 times saying Bloody Mary. No ghost appeared, so she went to the bathroom to try again. Against the warning of her friend, Marissa shut off the lights, closed the door, and repeated the chant. When she looked in the mirror this time, there was still nothing. Disappointed, she was about to flip on the light when she caught a glimpse of something. She looked closer and discovered a black and white woman with her mouth open wide. Marissa expected a scream from the apparition, but found only dead, terrifying silence. The woman in the mirror lifted her arms, and Marissa saw that her hands were bright red, not with polish, but with blood. Her fingernails had been torn off. Hands reached out from behind Marissa and grabbed her shoulders. Marissa screamed, turned on the light, and ran out of the bathroom.
Wow.
Grabbed her.
Mm-mm.
Yes, sir.
Nope.
Okay. Number two. Katie was only 9 years old when she and her friends decided to attempt Bloody Mary. That sounds about right. The five friends carefully carried candles to the bathroom. I'm sorry if Ashlyn was nine and tried to carry a candle to the bathroom. I'd be a nervous wreck.
Right.
Okay, so they carried candles to the bathroom and began to chant Bloody Mary. As they chanted, an old woman with cuts across her face and chains around her neck and shoulders appeared in the mirror. Suddenly, the shower curtain went up in flames and the girls fled the bathroom. An older boy ran in and put out the fire. Although the girls were blamed for the curtain catching fire, they and their candles were much too far away to have caused it. 25 years later, Katie has never been tempted to try to call Bloody Mary again. So, Miss Mary likes fire too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number three. Friends Sarah, Gail, and Missy hung out on Friday the 13th. They got to talking about Bloody Mary. The girls had been reading about her on the internet and decided to try the ritual for themselves. The trio got several candles and set them up in Gail's bathroom. Oh my goodness. They waited until 2:55 a.m. and then went into the bathroom and chanted Bloody Mary 13 times. As soon as she had been called 13 times, Bloody Mary appeared, swirling in smoke in the mirror. All three girls screamed, turned on the light, only for Bloody Mary to vanish immediately. Well, that's all it takes is light. Do you want to go in the bathroom and try it?
Nope.
Okay. So, number four. A group of girls was spending the summer at a camp in the Pacific Northwest on an island called, oh my goodness, Anacortes. And also, what kind of a summer camp is on its own island? I want to go. Okay. Sick of exploring the woods, they decided to collectively fake food poisoning. They ran to a bathroom and shut themselves up in it, hoping to make a fakery convincing. While they were there, one girl, Jessica, came up with the idea to play Bloody Mary. The rest of the group agreed, and they shut off the lights. They said Bloody Mary three times into the mirror and waited. At first, there was nothing. Then the mirror cracked. All the girls ran off screaming except for one. The remaining camper was paralyzed with fear. She stared and saw a flash of movement behind the mirror as if someone was standing right behind her. She turned and ran from the bathroom. The next morning, the girls laughed about the event, only to hide how scared they actually had been. Okay, number five. Kelsey's friend had a slumber party. The girls dared one of their crew to try calling Bloody Mary in the bathroom. The friend accepted. She was confident that the supposed ghost could do her no harm. 15 minutes passed as the other girls waited for something to happen, but there were no signs of Bloody Mary to be found. Then they heard the girl scream. She tried to get out of the bathroom and was stuck, even though the door didn't have a lock on it. When Kelsey and her friends finally got the Mary Summoner out, she was crying and whimpering. She showed the girls her arms. They were covered in scars that had never been there before. To this day, Kelsey has not been able to get her friend to speak of what happened to her that night.
Dang.
That's scary.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Number six. In April of 2007, the 13th, why are they doing Friday the 13th stuff? That just seems to make it a little bit worse. The 13th fell on a Friday. On that fateful night, Ezzy and her friends decided to try to summon Bloody Mary. They sat in a circle and called the spirit with a coin nearby to communicate. I don't know what that is. I didn't see the coin when I looked all that up. First, they asked that Bloody Mary show a sign that she was there. When they flipped a coin for an answer, they first received a no, but the following two times were yes. They were playing a CD at the time and it got scratchy, despite the fact that the CD was brand new and had no marks on it. Then the girls began feeling dizzy and faint as they felt long fingernails brushing against their backs and faces. The blinds started shaking, although the window wasn't open. As he jumped up and closed the circle between the girls and Bloody Mary, they were all utterly shaken. To this day, Ezzy still has a feeling that she is never truly alone. I don't know what Ezzy was playing because they had a coin and a circle and everything. So maybe they summoned a different Mary. I have no idea, but that is very scary. And the long fingernails on your body and stuff. No, thank you. Okay. Lauren and her friend were in an experimental mood the night they decided to try to call Bloody Mary. While out on the road, they stopped at a gas station with an outdoor restroom. They went in, turned off the lights, splashed water on the mirror, and spun around saying Bloody Mary three times. Lauren's friend flushed the toilet while Lauren stared in the mirror. What little of her reflection she could make out started turning red. She kept staring when her friend started screaming and they ran out the door. Outside, Lauren's friend discovered that her face didn't just appear red. It was covered in blood. When they cleaned her face, they discovered tiny scratch marks, like fingernail scratches, all over her face. Ooh. Okay, last one, y'all. 29-year-old Amanda has a particularly dramatic tale of Bloody Mary. When she was just 12, Amanda believes that her summoning of the spirit opened a portal that allowed demons and witchcraft into her soul. All of these years later, she has become addicted to drugs.
Why my ex's vagina?
You're so gross. Sorry. All the years later, she's become addicted to drugs, had postpartum psychosis, was institutionalized for a month, and has suffered from extreme mental issues constantly. Amanda has even resorted to exorcisms without success, firmly believing that her young foolhardiness is responsible for her current problems. Let Amanda's story remind you that summoning ghosts is no laughing business. She has spent her whole life warning others of the danger of a seemingly innocent childhood game.
Yeah, see, even though I don't really believe in most stuff like that, I still don't want to play games and summon demons and ghosts and all that stuff just in case they end up being real. I mean,
Yeah, that's just one of those things. I mean,
don't But I do have a question about a ghost, though.
What?
Why is every ghost from the 1800s or early 1900s? Why can't we have a ghost from that died last week? I mean, why are they all old?
I don't know. I feel like a ghost from the 1800s.
They have to escape purgatory and then come back.
Maybe they've just got to pay their dues and then they're able to roam around after they've been dead for 200 years.
Oh, okay.
Is it? Yeah.
Or is it like Beetlejuice where time goes really fast? Like,
I don't know. That's a good story. I'll have to find a ghost and ask them. But, yeah.
Let's go to Surreal Weed House. We know there's some there.
They wouldn't talk to us.
They just want to peek through the door.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think it'd be more interesting to talk to somebody from the 1800s and
well, yeah, most definitely. But I'm just, I mean, just yeah, why? Why they all got to be old?
Now, I did hear a story where this, I'm not even going to go into it because I can't really remember how it went.
Well, in that case, then JJ rocks.
JJ rocks.
Thanks, JJ.
Thank you.
And Carmen Bra.
Fuck Kyle. And y'all, this has been it's been kind of a short episode, but it's been a good one. We had some thrills and chills and
they're multiplying.
No. You haven't even seen Grease. Is that Grease? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You haven't seen Grease.
But I know the songs.
Y'all, he's never seen Grease. I could sing every song to that movie.
Actually.
What? Don't make fun of me. I haven't been saying actually.
You just did.
But I was... stop it. God, why do I start itching when we get on the... Is that like a nervous tic or something when I get on the air?
No, it's because you have cooties.
Cooties. Y'all, I have a new show y'all need to watch.
You Lent Lickers.
It is called Pen 15. Penis. But it is so funny. Troy hates it, but I finally finished. There's like two seasons, and I finally finished it tonight. It's about middle school kids in the early 2000s.
They're like middle school kids, but they're like 30.
But it's so funny.
Like, they don't even try. Like, these middle school kids have crow's feet.
But it's so funny, though, y'all. Y'all have to watch it. It is on Hulu. Just give it a shot because it makes me laugh so much when I watch it. Troy was trying to take a nap today, and I could not stop laughing while I was watching it. I think I woke him up. But do you have anything?
No, I'm good.
You good? Alrighty, I hope y'all enjoyed it tonight.
Everybody just stay in, save money on gas because the prices are going way up, and listen to the podcast.
Yeah, just listen to the podcast and send us some ideas. If y'all have any
emails, ghost stories.
Yes, ghost stories, ideas on what y'all might want to hear, anything, send it to supernaturalsmut1@gmail.com. Also, it would help us out a lot if you could do 5-star ratings on Spotify is now doing it, and Apple Podcasts. It would help so much. If you don't think we deserve one, then don't put one at all.
Yeah.
Please.
You're dead to us. Yes. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you are. but yeah, that would be wonderful. And also give us a follow on Instagram at Supernatural Smut.
You're
Podcast.
Long-winded.
Well, we've got so many things, and I want them to get the visuals. Okay, y'all. He's showing me the time. Have a wonderful week. We will see y'all next Sunday. And fuck call.
Language.
That's my catchphrase.
Your potty mouth
needs to be
cleaned up.
So. No. Clean it up. With Orbit.
Huh?
That commercial.
Just call me Norbit.
Norbit is your new name.
You're my new gorilla. Good night. Have fun.
Good night, guys.